You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Hello, and welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and I'll be your host for this episode on handling a crisis. Imagine this. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're sound asleep. The phone rings. It's one of your managers. There's been a terrible accident. What do you do? What do you say? At some point in your career, you will have to deal with a major crisis. It could be a labor strike or an environmental disaster. And there are minor crises, like missing an important delivery or running out of paper, that can happen every day. These events can certainly do damage, but how much? That depends on how you deal with them. Good crisis management is the key. Your success and reputation depend on it. So in this lesson, we'll look at what happens when a crisis breaks or begins. This is all about taking control in a crisis. We'll cover some useful techniques and language to deal effectively with that early morning phone call about an accident. We'll hear Sandy and Mike, who work at a factory in China that has just had an accident. Sandy is the plant manager, while Mike is the lead production engineer. A pipe has burst, releasing gas and injuring two workers. Now, Sandy and Mike are calling their boss, Frank Menzies, in the U.S. Let's listen as Sandy and Mike deliver the bad news and Frank takes control of the crisis. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. Why isn't Mike on the call at the beginning? 2. What information about the incident does Frank want to know? 3. What does Frank instruct Mike to do at the end?
Hello?
Frank? It's Sandy Kim calling from Wuxi.
Whoa, Sandy. It's 5 a.m. here. What happened?
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry to wake you up, but we've had an incident at the plant.
An incident? How bad? Anybody hurt? And where's Mike?
Mike's been with a couple of our guys at the hospital. He just called to say he's on his way. Wait a sec. Here he is now. I'll put us on the speaker.
Frank? Frank, listen, a pipe, it burst. We were just flushing the gas and the pressure was building up and it was just too much. I mean, the pressure, it was the main valve, the safety valve, it failed.
Mike, slow down. Take a deep breath, okay? I know you're upset, but we'll deal with this, all right?
All right, Frank. Sorry, I'm just a bit shaken up from everything.
Okay. Now listen, I need to know exactly what's happening. I need to know about the scale of this thing. What's the damage? Any injuries?
Right. Well, two workers are injured. We took them straight to the hospital, and we've got someone with their families. We've contained the leak, but some SO4 escaped from the plant. At first, we thought it might blow down the valley, but the rain looks to have dissipated the cloud.
And our own emergency response team was on it right away.
Good to know. Okay, guys, time is of the essence. Here's what I want you to do. Sandy, don't leave the plant. You need to be there 24/7. Mike, I want you to call our VP of Communications in Singapore. Her name is Monica Jing. I want you to do exactly what she says. I'll email you her number as soon as I get off the phone. Got it?
Gotcha, Frank.
And listen, Mike, we hired you for good reasons. Those reasons haven't changed. We've got confidence in both of you. Now let's get to work.
Okay, it looks like we have a crisis situation here. Let's see how the team deal with the situation by going through the dialogue step by step.
Hello?
Frank? It's Sandy Kim calling from Wuxi.
Whoa, Sandy. It's 5 a.m. here. What happened?
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry to wake you up, but we've had an incident at the plant.
Frank is receiving a call at 5 a.m., so he knows that something unusual is happening. Sandy has to tell him what that something is. Of course, he doesn't want to announce the accident too directly. He tries to lead into the news. You can hear that things are not great in Sandy's voice when he says, "Yeah, well, and I'm really sorry to wake you up, but..." is a way of preparing Frank for bad news. Also, notice that Sandy calls it an incident. An incident could really be anything, but in this case it's used as a softer replacement for accident. How else can we gently deliver bad news?
I'm sorry to say that the designs aren't going to work.
Well, I have to tell you that there's been a terrible accident.
I hate to say it, but the product launch will be late.
Despite our best efforts, our bid was not accepted.
Well, you should know that the workers are unhappy.
Back to the dialogue. How does Frank handle the bad news?
An incident? How bad? Anybody hurt? And where's Mike?
Mike's been with a couple of our guys at the hospital. He just called to say he's on his way. Wait a sec. Here he is now. I'll put us on the speaker.
Frank immediately knows that an incident means that people might be hurt, and he wants to know where the safety engineer is. Mike has been at the hospital, which shows personal attention to the crisis. He now joins Sandy on the call.
Frank? Frank, listen, a pipe, it burst. We were just flushing the gas, and the pressure was building up, and it was just too much. I mean, the pressure, it was the main valve, the safety valve, it failed.
Mike, slow down. Take a deep breath, okay? I know you're upset, but we'll deal with this, all right?
It's very obvious that Mike is upset. He tries to explain the events to Frank, but he doesn't really make sense. If Frank wants to find out what happened, he needs Mike to calm down. So he interrupts Mike and asks him to slow down and take a deep breath, which is what we do to get control of ourselves. Frank then reassures Mike, saying we'll deal with this, and he asks for confirmation by saying, "Okay?" and "All right?" Controlling emotions is very important in a crisis situation, and a manager or leader may have to calm people down by using expressions such as these.
All right. Let's just keep calm here.
It's okay. Take a minute to collect yourself.
I understand you're upset. Let's go through things step by step.
Everything will be just fine. Just take a deep breath.
Frank's attempts to calm Mike down seem to work.
All right, Frank. Sorry, I'm just a bit shaken up from everything.
Okay. Now listen, I need to know exactly what's happening. I need to know about the scale of this thing. What's the damage? Any injuries?
Mike apologizes for being so upset, or shaken up, as he says. And now that Mike is calm, Frank wants to find out exactly what happened. He doesn't want a technical explanation about safety valves. He just needs the essential information. He shows his seriousness by saying, "Now listen." And he asks for exactly what is happening. In particular, he wants to know the scale or size of the crisis, and that includes the damage and injuries. In the middle of a crisis, there is no time to waste. For that reason, we often need to ask people only for essential information. Here are a few ways we can do that very directly.
Give it to me straight. What's really happening?
What exactly are you trying to tell me?
Let's leave aside the details for a second and focus on the real issue.
What is your point?
So what exactly happened?
Right. Well, two workers are injured. We took them straight to the hospital, and we've got someone with their families. We've contained the leak, but some SO4 escaped from the plant. At first, we thought it might blow down the valley, but the rain looks to have dissipated the cloud.
And our own emergency response team was on it right away.
Mike sounds much calmer now, and he gives Frank exactly the information he wants. We hear about the injuries and other damage, and Sandy adds some info about the immediate response. This information helps Frank move on to the next step.
Good to know. Okay, guys, time is of the essence. Here's what I want you to do. Sandy, don't leave the plant. You need to be there 24/7. Mike, I want you to call our VP of Communications in Singapore. Her name is Monica Jing. I want you to do exactly what she says. I'll email you her number as soon as I get off the phone. Got it?
Frank is the boss, and he's showing how he can take control of the situation. Notice that he doesn't become angry, and he doesn't try to lay blame on Sandy and Mike. He begins with a positive statement, and then calls them guys, which creates a feeling of being on the same team. Time is of the essence, Frank says, which is another way of saying that there is no time to waste. Frank then gives very clear orders. He introduces his instructions with, "Here's what I want you to do." In this way, Mike and Sandy know right away that they're receiving orders, and Frank's instructions are simple and clear. He doesn't give a lot of explanations or reasons. He just tells them what to do. And at the end, he asks if they understand, with the expression, "Got it?" In a crisis, orders must be specific and clear. Let's practice some other ways of doing this.
I need you to do exactly as I say. First, contact the CFO.
Okay, here's the plan. You're in charge of planning the sales presentation.
Here's what you have to do. Start with last year's expense reports.
Listen up. First, I want you to ask all the employees what they know.
Frank now has to send Mike and Sandy off in a positive way.
Gotcha, Frank.
And listen, Mike, we hired you for good reasons. Those reasons haven't changed. We've got confidence in both of you. Now let's get to work.
Mike's gotcha, or got you, means he understands. Frank then reassures Mike, telling him that the good reasons he was hired haven't changed. And he extends the reassurance to Sandy as well, saying, "We've got confidence in both of you." Mike and Sandy really need this right now. They're dealing with a major crisis, and they need confidence to do that well. How else can we reassure people?
Everything's going to be just fine, believe me.
You have my full support.
Understand that we all have faith in you.
You've done a wonderful job so far, and we know you'll continue to do so.
Let's recall Frank's final words. Now let's get to work. There is a major crisis, and Frank has taken control and given his employees a sense of confidence and purpose. Now, let's practice some of the language we've learned for delivering bad news. You'll hear a question about a situation. Then you'll hear a prompt. Use the words in the prompt to make a response to the question. For example, if you hear,
"What happened at our store in Chicago?"
"Sorry to say, fire, storeroom."
You can say,
"I'm sorry to say there was a fire in the storeroom."
We'll play an example answer after each practice. Ready? Let's give it a go.
Is everything okay at the construction site?
Well, foreman, injure, he fell.
Example answer.
Well, the foreman was injured when he fell.
How were sales last quarter?
Hate to say, sales fell 15%. Example answer. I hate to say it, but sales fell by 15%.
Did you manage to come to an agreement with the client?
Best efforts. Nobody. Agree. Anything. Example answer. Despite our best efforts, nobody could agree on anything.
What did you want to talk about?
You should know. Problem. Website.
Example answer.
Well, you should know that there's a problem with the website.
Now, let's practice useful vocabulary and idioms. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, including the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"Okay, Todd, take a deep and explain what happened."
You can say,
"Okay, Todd, take a deep breath and explain what happened."
We'll play the correct answer after each question. Let's begin.
I was really shaken by the news of the accident. Answer: I was really shaken up by the news of the accident.
Please just wait a before starting your presentation. Answer: Please just wait a sec before starting your presentation.
There's been a terrible at the pulp mill. Answer: There's been a terrible incident at the pulp mill.
In an emergency, time is of the answer. In an emergency, time is of the essence.
We've reached the end of this episode, the first in our four-part series about managing a crisis. We've learned how to deliver bad news, calm people down, and get essential information. We've also heard how to give clear orders and to reassure people when they need it. Be sure to tune in for the next episode on strategizing in a crisis. We'll hear Mike talk with the VP of Communications, Monica Jing. She will show us more ways of handling crisis situations and creating a communication plan. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.